As an SAP global hosting partner, iTelligence understands the demands IT directors face when trying to run SAP efficiently. iTelligence provides proactive managed hosting services as a flexible, cost-effective alternative to hiring or dedicating full-time SAP staff, and reliable data center infrastructure that exceeds the highest standards for security, redundancy, connectivity, and availability.
Hi, folks, and thank you for listening to this SearchSAP.com podcast. I'm Courtney V. Orland, the editor on the site. SAP shops are increasingly looking at managed hosting these days as they seek to save money achieved through better economies of scale and to better leverage the skills of their internal workforce. In that light, today we'll be speaking with Liz Herbert, who is a senior analyst at Forrester Research. Liz focuses much of her research on service provider selection and is a leading authority in the field. Liz will discuss her tips for evaluating a managed hosting provider, including what questions to ask, deal breakers to watch out for, and advice on negotiating contracts. All right, Liz, thank you for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Great, Courtney. Nice to speak with you.
To start off, Liz, could you give us an overview of why you're seeing an increased interest in hosting these days?
The top drivers for clients that have worked with Forrester tend to be, number one, cost. A lot of times they find that with a hosting provider, they can get better advantages from a cost standpoint because the hosting provider gets more economies of scale and efficiencies with resources as well as infrastructure. The other reason can be skill sets. A lot of companies are considering what skill sets they have in-house, what's really core competency for them, and where it makes sense to continue investments versus using third parties where that's really their bread and butter.
Great. That's really interesting. So when we're starting off here, what are some of the best questions to ask a potential hosting provider?
So a lot of our clients consider hosting as a follow-on to some work they're already doing. So one key question we see coming up frequently is, can your implementation partner also do the hosting for you, or can your managed services, your ongoing support for the application, do the physical hosting as well? Some of the clients that we've worked with find that they can get a better overall relationship if they engage the same supplier to do both of those types of work, because they'll get some resource continuity, some process continuity, and perhaps some cost advantages because they become a bigger client for that particular provider. Another set of questions that we see companies asking about, of course, are, you know, what can the provider deliver and at what price point? So, you know, where are the locations of these hosting centers? What types of availability can the provider offer? What support time frames, windows can the provider offer for a reasonable cost? Also, we see companies wondering, you know, with cost and price being so important, can this provider support my needs not only today, but for the long term? Commit to, for example, caps at renewal time, or even a drive down of prices over the long run, which many companies expect they can get as the hosting provider gets more efficient with their specific environment.
All right, and what are some red flags that a hosting provider might not be a good fit for your organization?
These, of course, vary by company, but a lot of companies focus on the culture of the hosting provider, the location of the hosting provider. There could be data regulations where it might make sense to host in-country, as well as the provider's size and expertise. So a lot of companies, they want to be a big enough company that they are relevant to that provider. They have some pull. They matter. But they don't want to necessarily be the biggest client within the client base. So size of the provider, geographic capabilities can sometimes drive these decisions.
Yeah, that's good advice. So these kind of feed into what some of the challenges customers are currently facing with their hosting providers today. What are some of the common ones you see coming up, and what's some advice on overcoming them?
Some challenges we see are around cost and the overall cost of ownership. We do see there are clients out there who are very focused on reducing costs in this economy, in this environment today. And for a lot of those companies, the question is, how can the hosting provider continue to drive value over time? So what is their roadmap? What is their approach to, you know, driving down the costs year over year for these clients? Related to that, we also see that there are companies who have locked into these very long agreements. The trend more recently is that companies want to make sure they have the flexibility to exit those agreements as their needs change or as they decide that they might be able to get a better pricing situation or service level situation from an alternate supplier. So one challenge we see with that set of clients is it can be difficult to get out of the relationship with their existing provider, not only because of knowledge transfer, but sometimes the contract itself.
That's interesting. So let's talk about that a little bit. So these are some, so customers are looking for more flexibility in their contracts. They're looking for shorter contracts. What are some of the new ways that providers are rising to meet these needs? And what are some of the things you've seen your clients be successful in negotiating?
A lot of the contracts are trending towards more outcome-based or transaction-based agreements. And this can help not only the client get better value, but it can actually work in favor of the provider as well. So really it can be a win-win scenario for both the client and the provider when they move to more of an outcome-based model. And the reason is that both parties are then incented towards delivering results. When the provider is paid to drive down costs and to improve efficiencies for the client, it can not only reduce those costs, but it can also do that at a higher margin in many cases for the provider. So that's a trend that we've been tracking in this space, is that many more clients are exploring these outcome-based relationships with their providers.
Are the contracts typically a year long, 2 years long, and then how are they structured? Is it a monthly payment or a yearly capital expense, or how does it work?
So a lot of companies today are looking for more ongoing types of payment models, more pay-as-you-go pricing, and we are seeing a move in the supplier community to offer various approaches to deliver that pay-as-you-go types of pricing. So it can be an important question to ask of providers, what flexibility do they have in offering different pricing models. Many of the agreements that we've seen as far as length do tend to be multi-year, anywhere from 3 to 5 years, or you know, some can be shorter or longer, but most of them fall within that range. And that's a reason, too, why it can be so important to have a provider who is flexible. You know, it's not truly, even when they are a pay-as-you-go type of supplier, it's not the same as, let's say, a software-as-a-service arrangement where you can necessarily cancel at any time for no cost. Even if they are willing to work with clients on an exit clause, which often they are, there tend to be fees for exiting those agreements early. And in many cases, that's because the provider has had to invest a lot of resources and infrastructure to get the solution up and running. So it's a fair situation for both sides.
Awesome, Liz. Thanks for your help, as always. Thank you for listening to this SearchSAP.com podcast. Please continue to turn to SearchSAP.com for all your SAP needs.